Hey, everybody. It's nice to be with you. This is the Homestead Workshop, and I'm Don Jacob. This is an experiment in building, growing, raising, and DIY. We'll talk about everything from cutting the grass to fine woodwork. We'll cover raising our 8 chickens and how to do most things on a small farm. But that's not all. Stick around. Hello, everybody. It's nice to be with you. Today is the 27th of August, and this is podcast number 10. Hit a milestone, 10 podcasts. That's pretty cool. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about things that we're going to do right around the shop. Just like this winter is coming on pretty strong, or pretty soon, and I'm going to need to heat the shop. In the past, last winter, I had a wood-burning stove, and I was able to, it was a barrel stove, and you buy the kit for it, and you can get a barrel, 55-gallon barrel, and then cut holes in it and put the parts of the kit on there, and you have a wood-burning stove, and it works really, really well. I love it. It's just what a wood shop needs, because we've got all kinds of scrap everywhere. So, but I can't use that. The main reason is insurance. I can't, they don't like me to have a fire in a wood shop for some reason, I guess. But anyway, I have to discontinue that. So we had some guys come out with a tank, propane, liquid petroleum gas tank. It's a 250-gallon tank, and they came out and set it today and ran the lines from the tank, which is about 25 feet behind the shop. They ran the lines, some copper lines, buried them in the ground, and ran them to each corner of the shop, where on the inside we have one, right now we only have one, wall-mounted heater. You know, the type you just turn the knob or push the button and it ignites it and it runs, and it's got a little thermostat on it, radiant heat or convection heat. I think I'm going to wind up putting a fan right around those just to circulate the air around and get it warm in there. But they came and did that, set the tank today. The tank had 25 gallons, he said, in there, and he pardon me, the company is going to come back in a day or two, next week, whatever like that, and fill it the rest of the way, 200 gallons. And we'll see what that does in a wood shop for heat, because I've never done this. It's always been that barrel stove, and man, I love that thing. But we'll try this, see what happens. They came and did that. It's all set. It's all done. On the inside, the building is it's a metal, like a pole barn. It's on a slab. And the outside is a metal, so we have that, and then bubble wrap for insulation, and then that's it. The guy that owned the place before us put plywood on part of the shop on the lower 8 feet. It's got 12-foot ceilings. He put it on 8 feet, so I had to move that out because I didn't. There's nothing. If you go through a sheet of plywood and then bubble wrap and then the metal skin of the building, there's nothing really to hang any kind of heater or anything on, so I had to build a wall. I wound up building a 4-foot wall just in the section that I needed to put the heater. The reason I did that was a lot less stuff to move around because I had to get to all the walls, and right now all the wall space is, that's prime real estate right there. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So I built a 4-foot wall from post to post, and I was able to hang the inside unit on that. Then I could stub out through the outer skin and through the airspace and then into the plywood wall. And that gave me, I built the wall in such a way I could put studs wherever I wanted. It's a real small wall. I could put the studs right where the heater goes, and I could secure both sides of the heater to studs. The brackets were not 16 inches apart. They were maybe 12, I think. And that's not enough. You could get one set of screws and studs, but the other one would be just, you know, out in drywall. Normally, if you didn't have a plywood, you know, to go into, you'd have drywall in a house or something like that. So I put the studs and I screwed the heater into the studs and was able to stub through the outside wall and then through the inside wall. And they made the connection from the gas pipe to the heater itself. And I wanted them to do that just because I know how to do it, but it's just, it's better that they do it. They do it all the time. I don't do it all the time. So I let them do it. And then it's taken care of. Now on the other side, we didn't have a heater. So I just made the same kind of wall getting ready for a heater. We still need to purchase the unit. But what I did have the gas company do is the same operation, stub through the outside skin into the airspace and then through the plywood wall. And that'll give me something good and solid to hang that other heater on once we get it. And hopefully we still have time. I think we do a couple of months maybe before it really gets cold in there. I also have a torpedo heater. Kerosene torpedo heater, just for in case, and we know those work. And that's going to lead us into our next segment about putting a fireplace in our mobile home. We got a 2-for-1 deal, really, on those heaters. We got a fireplace heater that burns wood and or gas, LP gas, and we also got the LP heater for the shop that we covered in the first segment there. But the next segment is going to be on preparing for the new fireplace and what all that's going to entail. Now, we did find a insurance company that will cover for us to install a fireplace in the mobile home that we have. So we're going to do that. We've got the fireplace, and our next thing is to decide where we're going to put it. We've got a pretty good idea of where we want it, and we're going to do some fancy thinking about traffic patterns, what it's going to look like, where we're going to hang any art that we have. We're going to think about what we want the mantle and the whole enclosure to look like. The fireplace is only it's basically a firebox, brick firebox, and metal enclosure to it. You know, there's nothing fancy about it except for the very front, right around where the firebox is. The rest of it is just metal, you know, made into a triangle. Actually, it tapers towards the back and it's made to go in a corner, but I don't think we're going to put it in a corner. So I'm going to have to build an enclosure around it anyway, so I can make that enclosure any shape I want to. So I think we're going to put it against a flat wall, and where we don't have a window on a long stretch of a wall, and we're going to put it against that and build essentially a refrigerator size wooden box. And of course, this is going to be built in. It'll look a piece of furniture that's built in, and it'll have a tile hearth and probably some other doodads. I think we're going to build it using live edge mantles and live edge pieces like that. We really enjoy that look. So that will be forthcoming in the next few episodes of the Homestead Workshop. In this third segment, I'm going to introduce a segment that we're going to call the Homestead Handyman. And in the Homestead Handyman, I'm going to go over little tips and tricks and can-do type things that you can do around the house real quick, make you look like a hero kind of a thing. But they're just real quick things that I've come across that I figure I'd, you know, let you guys know about. The first one is a coat hook. Now, we've got a metal bar, and it's got hooks on it. And the hooks are the old-fashioned kind. You've got a smaller hook on the bottom, and it kind of loops around and makes a big hook on the top. And the big hook's for the hat, little hook's for the coat. Well, we've got a line of those, maybe 4 or 5 of them, all welded to one piece of wire. And it's real light gauge wire, and that's all it is. It's got two little, the wire is looped around where you can put screws in to the wall to hold it onto the wall. Well, I don't think that's going to be very handy or very helpful, because we're going to use this coat rack for brooms, mops, things like that, dust, things that you can hang that they're kind of heavy. So what I'm going to do is a really simple, go to the shop, get a piece of wood out of that scrap bin, going to sand it up real nice, put a stain on it, put a finish on it, and then I'm going to screw that, the thing, the wire hook that I would have screwed directly into the drywall. Maybe I would have hit one stud. Well, now I'm going to screw that wire to the piece of wood. The piece of wood is, I'm going to make sure, is going to be at least 16 inches long. That way I can get at least two screws, one on each end, into studs. And that'll be able to hold up all that weight. So that's my tip there. Real quick tip. The second tip on the Homestead Handyman is a mailbox tool shed. You know, when you're out in the garden or anywhere outside doing yard work, things like that, you need your tools with you. You got to have tools to work to do anything. So what about having, you can't bring your big shed with you. You wish you could, you want to. So what you can do is take a mailbox that you've not used. Remember way back when we replaced our front mailbox with a mailbox that looked more like our shop, or the shop, and we built it and then put it out there. Well, we had something to do with that. We had to do something with the old mailbox. So we brought that up near the raised beds, and Kat now uses it to store her pruners, her, and just anything she needs, little hand shovels, some gloves, her soil knife, things like that can go in to this mailbox, and it'll stay dry, and she'll not be running around looking for it or going way back down to the shop to find her soil knife if that's all she needs. It'll be handy and right there. So there's another quick tip. The third tip I have for you has to do with spice racks, and this one's a pretty easy one. This one anybody can do, really. We were cleaning out our shelf, our we have one big shelf of spices, a lot of spices. So we're cleaning that out and thinking, well, we're going to utilize as much space as we can in here. So we were looking at the backs of the cabinet doors. Now, to build spice racks to fit on the backs of our cabinet doors, I could have done that. It would have taken me maybe a day to design it, build it, and then put a finish on it, and maybe then hang it the next day. That would have been actually rushing it for as much as we have. But instead, I decided that it's going to be easier just to go on Amazon, spend $10, and get some bottles that come with plastic clips that have stick-em on the back. And you peel the sticker off the stick-em, and you stick it to the door, and you fill the bottle with the spices, and you put the bottle in the clip that's stuck to the door, and you make sure you're not hitting the shelf on the inside of the cabinet, and there you go. You're moved on to another project, which is pretty awesome. So this comes down to picking your battles, I guess, knowing which battle to pick, and which battle that, you know, will make you look like a hero in no time. So sometimes I'll opt with that one. Well, that wraps up this episode of the Homestead Workshop. If you enjoyed what you heard and maybe learned something new, please like and subscribe. If you want to listen to past episodes or get in touch with us, please visit homesteadworkshop.com. Thanks so much for being here, and we'll talk with you again soon.